we keep missing each other.
We do, and
I have some phone issues, so if it gets disconnected, I'll call you right back, okay?
Okay, so, it's okay. My grandson's headed to the hospital, for Lord's sake, so I'm like, good Lord.
When it rains, it pours. So here's a, yes. Here's a, I honestly want to put kind of, give you just a little, you know, insight and get, make it your choice. So I got the profit and loss. There's really no issue with that. Regarding the balance sheet, it's really, here's what will happen. I can call or email the guy with me on this with the file, and he's a pretty nice guy. But the challenge is this. If I send him the balance sheet, and I send him this explanation of, hey, look, the customer wants to fund now, but the numbers are kind of wacky, and obviously the numbers aren't wacky. They're not wacky because you're negative $70,000 overdrafted. They're wacky because they haven't been updated. And you guys have like a ton of pending checks to go in, correct?
Yes, and that's what she said. She said, Rena, I hadn't even went through your stale checks. She said, I hadn't even got anything logged in. I literally dump into QuickBooks, and I just send her an accountant copy. And honestly, I wasn't planning on doing it, so I haven't been able to get to her. And she texted me and said they're flying to Florida and won't be back till the end of next week. So
here's what I could do, and I just want to give you my thoughts. I have a backup approval for you that doesn't require any of these financials up to $75,000. However, here's what I want to do, and I want to kind of give you my thoughts. If I send this in to my credit officer, he's a pretty chill guy. He's a normal guy. He's very confident. But he might just say, hey, look, once I see this, there's three things that could happen. He could say, number one, perfect solution. Hey, we really don't care. Thanks for the explanation. We're proceeding. Great. That's option one. Option two is he could say, hey, look, and I'm going to shoot you an email to the fact so you have everything writing. Option two is he could say, hey, look, you know what? Thanks for the explanation, but we're going to wait until we have the balance sheet, until it's
Yeah. And
a profit and a loss, until they match up the dates, until everything's good to go. And option three is he's going to say, hey, now that this has happened here, I just can't move forward with this approval. So
yeah, so let's just wait. I'm fine waiting. It's fine. I don't know how to, I don't go in and I don't reconcile, and I don't know how to do all that. And so I texted her back and asked her when she thought she was going to be back. So okay. I'll just tell you about the $75,000. And only reason is because I was telling my husband, because he kind of just lets me do whatever, and I'm the one that did the bad decision. And so yesterday we sat down and went over our books and went over everything. If I just do the $75,000, that doesn't even pay my past due, then I'm in the same damn situation that I'm in. And I'm honestly just going to put the money aside that we don't use, and let that be our cash flow, our working capital, and not touch it until, unless I just have to. Because you know what I'm saying?
No, and I actually called him earlier. I didn't have your cell phone. He gave it to me. He sounds like a nice guy, and I honestly believe this is a solution for you. So here's what I'll do. I'm going to get the docs requested for you and get them out to you on Monday. If you can get me the driver's license and voided check this weekend, just email me a copy. It'd be great. We'll have you sign docs. I'll just explain. I'll just explain to my funding department, hey, here are the documents. Customer is doing some reconciliation on their balance sheet. They got to get a few things updated. Their accountant's out of town. And we'll just get those enclosed and everything wrapped up on Friday. I think that's the best plan of attack.
Okay. That'll work. And then I'll find out what day she's going to get back, and I'll just holler at you.
Yeah, we'll just have we'll have signed docs. We'll clear like the few little sets we need to clear, and then we'll just get the P&L balance sheet, and we'll be good to go.
All right. Thank you, Ruben.
You got it. Thanks for giving me the call. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.